Now, Cleveland's first police and crime commissioner, Barry Coppinger, has told this programme tonight more needs to be done to help and support the victims of honour-based violence and forced marriage.
There's a lot of work to be done. As I say, this is a subject that's been under the radar to a large degree, but I think for the sake of the people who are adversely affected by it, and we've heard instances, and I'm sure you have, of some pretty horrific goings-on with regard to violence and intimidation towards people, the time now is right to tackle it. Things are coming together in terms of the support of different agencies, and I think we can start to make progress.
Well, a new initiative called the Halo Project has been set up to do just that. In the studio with me is Yasmin Khan from the Vela Group, one of the leading housing groups on Teesside. Yasmin, thank you for coming in tonight.
Welcome.
Can you just tell us, explain to us really why the Halo Project has been set up and what you're hoping it will achieve?
The Halo Project has come about really because it's meeting the needs of the BME community. We've come into contact with a number of community groups, a number of women, a number of victims over the past year and a half, which haven't really had many places to go, many places to get advice, and haven't been able to get the right level of support, whether they want to be rehoused, whether they need emergency help, or whether they need civil proceedings. So a group of partners in Tees Valley have come together, namely Cleveland Police, the Police and Crime Commissioner for Cleveland, Barry Coppinger, Vela Group, the Housing Association, and a few other partners as well, have come together to tackle the issue of honour-based violence because it does happen in our region.
It's important to have that joined up thinking, first of all, as well. But I was going to ask you in terms of how common is this type of crime?
I think you do get national statistics from the Forced Marriage Unit, which is set up as part of the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. But the actual fact is you don't really know exactly how many people go through their suffering.
Because it's been going unreported.
It's been going unreported. People are very reluctant to come forward and report incidents. But working very closely with the communities and grassroots community groups, we know for a fact it goes on so much. Every week you hear about one or two cases, and it's about time that, you know, there's a leading organisation which not only raises the profile for the community and making sure that we stand with the community and say this will not be tolerated, but also working with agencies who've got a responsibility for safeguarding and protecting victims, do something positive for them.
It's a question I asked Mr. Coppinger in the last hour of the programme, but you will be able to understand that the difficulty and I suppose the barriers why people simply do not report it. How do you overcome those barriers?
It's very important to have a cultural dimension on anything that you do which concerns a community. And I'm very pleased to say that we have practitioners who are from the community, understand the community needs, and therefore can respond to exactly the type of tailored services they're looking for. And I think equally important, raise the awareness amongst organisations so they have the right level of expertise to deal with them. Well, this is the thing. You've hit the nail on the head. Spotting the signs is absolutely key. We're making sure we're working with the agencies in the project to develop tailored training programs so they do recognize the signs, they do know what to look out for, and most importantly, they can do something about it.
And what would you say to people who are listening tonight that may recognise those signs or indeed they might be in that position and want some help and support?
I think the main thing here is not to think that it's cultural ignorance. That it's something that happens in the BME communities and it's something they take care of. Next year, you will find that forced marriages will be criminalised. It's going to be statute, it's law. Right now, what we need to make sure is that communities understand that this is not going to be tolerated. People have been verbally, physically, sexually abused. We need to recognise, you know, what we can do to help them and make sure that we've got the right level of service that they're requesting and that they need.
Tell me the difference you want the Halo Project to make in, what, 6 months, a year's time?
I think the key message for the Halo Project and the partners is to raise the awareness amongst the community that there's a support service available, and in 6 months you will have increased people coming forward, having faith in the services that are available to them, and somebody who will be able to give them cultural sensitive advice and thereby a culturally sensitive service that they can access, you know, whatever their situation is.
Yasmin, thank you for coming in this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Yasmin Khan from the Vela Group here at BBC Tees. 5:32.
North Yorkshire, County Durham, Teesside. Proud of where we live. BBC Tees. Peace.